Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining me. So, firstly, it's something that a lot of people, myself included, aren't that clued in on. So, can you unpack a bit, what is net neutrality?
So, I mean, when the internet was first created and sort of permeated around the world, it was created originally as a military invention, but when we're talking about the World Wide Web, as a communication tool. And the founders at the time realized that in order for access to be truly equal, there couldn't be any blocks in the way. There couldn't be any controls in the way. So net neutrality was a principle of the access to every part of the internet for everyone, regardless of any of the external factors that might go into that, primary one of those being cost. So, I mean, it was never designed that way at the start. It just happened that way. And as with most of these industries along the way, the people who were actually providing the service said, well, hang on a second, how about if we could make some more money off this? How about if we could charge people more to access certain things? And that started a debate around this concept of the neutrality of access. And it has been enshrined in various jurisdictions. And a good way to think about it is if you were on we always talk about in the 1990s, the information superhighway. If you were able to pay a bit more and have high-speed Netflix, what would that do for the access of those who couldn't afford to pay for high-speed Netflix? Or if you were to pay for certain access to certain websites, news sites that you wanted to be able to have instantly, and others would have to wait their turn, and suddenly we'd have a disproportionate in the way that people could actually access the internet. So the net neutrality concept is at its heart, making sure that no matter what you pay or where you are or who you are, you have access to the same information as everyone else. And that's a very important thing when we're talking about a global network of information. There needs to be a freedom of access. And we have certain parts of it where you pay for subscriptions. News sites obviously are introducing this. And so we already have this as a capitalist construct. You pay for your content or you pay for your access. But if that was blanket across the entire internet and you had people who were able to access a slow version of Facebook but had to pay Mark Zuckerberg a little bit more money if they wanted to have a fast one, then we'd have a problem because everyone uses that service, but only those that could afford to use it properly would be able to. So the day of action that's happening today is actually being coordinated mostly by US digital rights organizations, equivalent to Digital Rights Watch in the US. And that's because, unfortunately, they're going through this fight again. They've been through the fight once where they had to fight for net neutrality. They had to fight for their government to actually accept that it was an important concept. And about 2 years ago, they won. And they had their FCC, which is their communications agency, agree. It's a very important concept. It needs to be enshrined in internet law, and let's do it. Now, that's changed. The Trump administration differs slightly to the Obama administration, and they're talking now about taking that away, about being able to introduce competitive capitalist structures in the way that people access the internet. And as I said, that's very worrying for what it means for the equality of those people who want to access them.
If you've just tuned into The Daily here on 2SER, we're speaking right now with Tim Norton, Chair of the Digital Rights Watch Australia, about the importance of net neutrality. Now, Tim, you just brought up the changes going through with the FCC, which are in the pipeline, not ironclad as of yet. Now, of course, that's all happening over in America. The internet is very global. What effects will this decision have on other countries, namely Australia?
Huge. I mean, you're right. The internet is obviously a global phenomenon. And it reaches into many countries and many jurisdictions. And we actually do have different laws to the US. Europe has a whole bunch of different laws that are different to both of us and the US. But I think the main thing is that there's a precedent that's set from one of the largest economies in the world. And if the FCC decides this, then other countries can turn around and just say, well, we're going to model ourselves on their decision. But the other big thing is that these companies are based in the US. Now, if this decision affects things like Google and Facebook and Twitter and Netflix and all the others, they're going to comply. They're going to have to, legally. And that means that wherever else they work, they will have to comply in a similar way. So one decision in one country where they're in charge of their own laws will have huge ramifications around the world. Now, it doesn't mean that it's automatic, and it doesn't mean that it would be set, you know, in stone elsewhere. We'd have to have the fight again in Britain, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Canada, in a lot of different countries. But like I said, I think it'd be a lot easier for the principles of net neutrality to be pushed to the wayside if America goes in that way.
Now, yeah, of course, today is Day of Action for net neutrality. Now, how are people protesting these issues with net neutrality that we are facing? Any sort of protests online do seem a bit ephemeral and hard to get your head around. What can people do to join in on the action?
So I think you're right, it is an online protest. And I think the really interesting thing is it's happening in two forms. One is the organisations who are against this as a concept and a principle. And the second are the individuals who don't want it to happen. And as you alluded to, there are a lot of the large tech industries who don't like this as a concept. A lot of the Silicon Valley tech agencies were founded on principles of freedom of access, of ensuring access to everyone, whether or not they're for good reasons or for market reasons. They still understand the idea that having a broad reach is an important part of their business model. And so they are actually purposely slowing the services down. So if you visit one of those people, one of those organisations who are actually taking part, say a Facebook, in certain instances they will be displaying messages that just say, well, I'm sorry, you don't get full Facebook at the moment. You know, you're going to get a 10% version. And here's a great big annoying loading screen just to show you what would happen to those people who wouldn't be able to afford this if net neutrality was in effect. And that's a really strong way of sending that message that, you know, this is what the end result will be if this goes through. Again, it's not immediate, and organizations like Facebook have said they'd never do that, whether we believe them or not. It's a good way to actually visualize the consequences of a decision like that. And then I think individuals are actually sort of standing up in a very protesty way and just sort of making it known that they're not okay with this. So they're either changing avatars on social media, they're sending out tweets and setting up things on their own sites, on their own blogs. And it's more of an awareness raising from the individual point of view. Because as you pointed out at the start of this interview, a lot of people wouldn't be aware of the concept of net neutrality. And that's one of the big concerns that we have, is that it will be pushed into effect before people even realize the ramifications of that decision.
Well, it sounds very reminiscent of the days of dial-up. I still do remember those horrible, horrible loading times and YouTube videos. You'd have to wait for half an hour for them to buffer. So very hopefully this sort of action does have positive effects. Tim, thanks so much for joining me this morning to unpack all of this. Give us a bit of an explainer of some of the consequences we are facing.